guys, it's Justine.
And I'm Jenna.
Welcome to episode 53, but it is season 2 of the Same Brain Podcast.
Roll that new intro?
Oh man, that means I'm gonna have to make a new intro. Wow, how about that new intro that I made?
Absolutely beautiful. Love the colors, love the style, love everything about it.
Yeah, it really was going for like a really like a look.
Like a new look.
It was like something new, like not like old, it was new.
Super new, because this is the new year. We are into it. We had a little bit of a rough start. But
do you realize that January is almost over? I had a call today and I was like, hey, happy new. Oh, I realize it's the end of January, but how's your 2022 going?
You know what? I said in a tweet that I was officially starting February 1st. So this was like a personal month.
Spoiler alert, Jenna got the Rona.
It got me. 2 years. 2 years I made it.
I just want to preface this by saying I'm careful, but Jenna is even more careful than me.
I'm very careful. You know, this was just, it was a time, which is also why the podcast didn't happen. We really planned to like, you know, go into a new year podcast every week. But then I had to stay away from you for like 2 weeks.
It was so sad. I went to Whole Foods. I got you like a little food drop and I like just dropped it at your door and was like, hey,
yeah,
some stuff.
I got the supply care pack, the supply drop, my care package. Yeah, it was a wild time. Basically, every single symptom plus the rare ones, which like was like a rash. I had a rash. That's the thing. Anyway, every single symptom that has been a COVID symptom, except I didn't have a sore throat, which is weird. Everything else I had, lost my taste. My taste is officially back though.
That's good.
Kind of. I can't really taste. Coffee tastes bad. Some tastes are kind of weird, but it's pretty much back. Yeah, it was just really, really strange. And it's been a couple of weeks now. I've been testing negative. I'm, you know, allowed out of the house. I've been to the doctors. Blood work is fine. It's just the coughing, the fatigue. Everything is a struggle now. I feel like I am not in my body. I feel like it is a new year and I have a new, less than quite functioning body. I don't know. It's really strange. I feel like I've been body snatched.
You might have been. I mean, we have this body snatch code, but I don't remember what the answer was. So even
I don't
if you
either.
Were, oh shoot, we're going to start a new one. But if you've been snatched, then I'm not going to know the code if you have been snatched.
Well, I feel like I've been body snatched because I just don't feel the same. Like everything is just takes a little bit extra effort, or like I have to take 2 naps or 3 naps a day. It's a struggle, but it's okay because I'm here and we've got new year, new podcast, and I'm awake.
That's a struggle in itself.
Yes.
We wanted to do this maybe like a week ago, but you're like, I can't do it.
I was like, I couldn't do it. I was like coughing every like 10 seconds. So at least I can make like an hour now without coughing. So
yeah. So Jenna's back. Well. She's on the recovery. She's on the mend. I still haven't had COVID. I do need to get my booster shot. That is on the horizon. You're also double vaxxed.
Yeah.
You know,
so. It's weird because I was sick all over Christmas. Wasn't COVID, was just sick. So I think like my immune system is already low. And then I started to feel better. And you know, I went to some brunches, I got my nails done, you know, did some work, and then negative, 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 and then bam, woke up one morning and I was like, oh, it got me. So all those times where I was like, oh, I definitely have COVID, and I didn't, like this was a fact where I felt in my body I 100% had it. So I was like, yes, I am aware. But I mean, whatever. Well,
and you know, they were saying too, like how you react to the vaccine is how you would react potentially to getting COVID.
Which is also, I was going to get my booster over Christmas, but I was sick and I was busy all before that. You know, Q4 is always crazy. So I was like, I don't want to get it yet because I need to allow myself 2 to 3 days where I can just kind of like feel crappy because I felt really bad the second shot. And I always get very sick and like I always, my body's like super sensitive. So I knew that the booster was going to mess me up, but I didn't get it. So now I have to wait, I think, to get it. I don't even know. I got to research.
Oh, we should research that.
I got to see. They've already researched it. I just need to talk to a doctor and see when I should get it. Anyway, it's all good. I'm here. So what have you been up to?
So I actually took a tech detox. Mm-hmm. I have never been to Mexico before and everything seemed pretty safe there. I checked the numbers and it was great because it actually, like, there was nobody there because it was right after New Year's. Mm-hmm. So everyone who would have gone there to party, they're out. They're like, peace out. We got to go back to work.
Yeah.
I was like, I need a detox. I need to just like kind of like shut my brain off, kind of get reinvigorated. And it was really nice. I was doing a lot of research on Web3. I know NFTs are like a hot topic. People love them. People hate them. People are kind of in the middle. People don't understand them, which I 100% understand both sides of it.
Mm-hmm.
People hate them for the environmental factors. People hate them because they're easily to be scammed. people hate them because they're ripping off artists. And I would love to talk to some of these people who yeah. have been negatively affected. Like, I want to.
You were scammed.
I was. I did get scammed.
Yeah, you were scammed.
Freaking
I mean,
I can't
like,
believe it.
What's crazy is like the technology behind NFTs and like the blockchain, where it's like the blockchain is something where it is, you know, like it is secure. Like there is like a, this is like real, like this is proof where it's like you could have, you know, fake paintings and stuff like that. But with the blockchain, like blockchain, COVID brain is also a real thing. With the blockchain, like everything can be traced, but people are taking advantage of the fact that the blockchain and crypto, it is kind of difficult. Like all these different wallets, all these addresses, like if you mess up once, it's gone. And it is easy to get scammed.
Well, yeah,
if you don't really know what you're doing, or even if you do know what you're doing.
And then the anonymity.
Don't ask me. Words don't exist in my brain.
You can be anonymous. You can scam people. And then also I was watching a couple of videos and listening to other people's complaints about how you can just change the image address to be whatever you want. So if you bought some sort of NFT that could potentially be a scam, they can do a rug pull, as they say, completely change it, take it away. And it's like that, because it's like you're buying kind of like the address to said image.
Ooh.
And you're not actually getting that image to have rights to do things to it,
yeah.
depending upon what the contract is, what they say you can do with it. So it's all very, very confusing, I feel like, for a lot of people. But what I'm most interested in is the future of, I mean, when this becomes more environmentally friendly, because right now it's not. Oh no, Jen, oh, God, almost dropped the microphone.
I have thrown the microphone off the table. I don't know how it happened.
There were some articles that were saying the reason that people can't afford rent in New York is because people are mining Ethereum, because the electricity costs are going up. So like there's all of these factors that are incredibly detrimental to not only you know, people's livelihoods and affecting energy sources and things like that. But then on the other side of it, like the way that the blockchain and Bitcoin and Ethereum and all of these coins work, like this could completely change the way that, you know, you buy houses, for instance. I don't know. I don't really want to get too into it because I feel like it's such a controversial topic.
It's very crazy, yeah.
So I love it, but I also hate it. And I'm kind of like in the middle. I just feel like the future of Web3 is something that we can't ignore because it is going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully these environmental changes can go into effect. And another thing is hopefully artists are able to have some sort of ownership over their art and not have it be stolen. But like, this is going back to the old YouTube days.
I know, that is true.
Like people were getting their music videos ripped off. And then there were things like Content ID that were then established to then be able to take ownership of it. But because it's all decentralized, it's like, I don't know.
I feel like we woke up one day and they were like, Web3 is here, adjust or die. And I'm like, what?
But that's not really the case.
But doesn't it feel like it?
I mean, it kind does. Of? I mean, I feel like because a lot of the people follow are early stage in startups. So I feel like my kind of like network of people that I see talking about things have been talking about this for the past couple of years. But now I do feel like is it mainstream? Or is it just we're in an echo chamber on Twitter?
I have, honestly, I don't know.
Jenna,
I have been
know.
Body snatched. I don't know where I am. I don't know what. I woke up and we're at Web3 and now I'm like, where am I? I couldn't remember if I fed the dog his breakfast the other day. So I gave him another breakfast potentially. And I was like, Maddie, did you have breakfast already? And he just looked at me and I was like, that doesn't answer. So whenever we get into whatever version of the universe where dogs can speak, I'm looking forward to that because I just don't even know. Words are hard. Things are hard. And my brain is functioning at like 20%. So
pretty
I'm
low.
Also excited if we can get to a point where we can just put the chip in my brain. I'm ready for it.
Well, Elon's already talking about it.
I saw that.
But he also can't figure out how to make the Cybertruck. So I'm not sure if I'm ready to put something in my brain. I'll put it in my brain if the Cybertruck ever comes out because I pre-ordered this thing. But since we pre-ordered the Cybertruck, let me tell you what we got. We've got a Cybertruck whistle.
Whistle?
We have a Cybertruck little kids riding.
Like, okay, the little quad thing was actually pretty cool. It was like expensive.
Well,
like $1,500.
Yeah, where's the Cybertruck?
Cybertruck is not coming.
It's not
you
coming
know
out.
What I did order?
I don't think it's ever coming out.
I pre-ordered the Rivian, the R1S.
The Rivian is nice. I saw the truck in real life the other day. Like I was driving past it in my Tesla Plaid.
Oh yeah.
Okay, wait, I can't drive like this.
No, it's
I gotta go like this.
If you drive like this, you are not holding the wheel.
No.
Yeah, the Rivian's nice, although it says I'm not gonna get it till like 2023, which is That's a long time. I mean, at this point, it's going to be here in the blink of an eye.
Yeah.
But what was really cool is I just feel like there's so many, I really messed up this microphone. So if you're watching on YouTube, I'm sorry.
She's sorry.
It's just cool. Cause it's like, I like the technology. My lease is up soon. It's also crazy how much the price of cars has, like, used cars. I can basically, so I'm leasing my car, but if I buy it outright, since I'm contractually set to whatever was in the contract from 3 years ago, it's still at that price, the 2019, 18, whatever year price. So if I buy my car out and then sell it, it's almost selling for a little under what the MSRP value was of
that's
when
kind
it was
of crazy.
Like, yeah. So it's like, I can make money because the price of used cars are still like so high because of all the chip shortages and whatever else is happening in this universe.
It's
so
crazy. And then I haven't sold my Mercedes yet because like I thought about it and I'm like, I love this car so much.
Well, it's just practical to have like, you know, stick stuff in it.
Well, yeah. And it's paid off. It's an SUV. And like, if you decided to get rid of your car, like I have one that you can drive.
Speaking of cars, did you see the BMW color changing car?
Yes, I did. I saw your post from CES. That was incredible.
Oh my gosh. So I didn't do much at CES this year. Just was like in and out, you know, doing what I'm doing. But like the BMW, I was like, this is going to be such a cool opportunity. Like I cannot pass this up. First off, BMW has always been such a blast to work with. I went to Germany.
Great.
They are so great. The cars are incredible. The color changing car, the technology behind it is the same. Same that's in the e-readers, you know, like a Kindle.
Oh, the
and
e-ink.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, the e-ink. It was just so cool. And one of my TikTok had like 600,000 views.
Star.
I know.
Can
and if
you
I
even?
If I would have been faster, I could have probably done a better job. But no, it was really cool. Just like the BMW and all the stuff that and all the technology in the BMW. Did you see the 31 panoramic display that comes down in the back?
Very cool.
I met one of the engineers who was behind working on it and I was like, this is just so cool. I was like, I would never want to be the driver. Like I would be in the back seat watching my shows.
I think like this year I really want to do some more car tech because obviously like I love my Tesla so much, but honestly, electric car tech I'm so here for it. Like ever since I did my first had my first test drive in an electric vehicle, which was the Jaguar.
It was the Jaguar I-Pace.
That thing, I was like, oh my God, like you don't have to get a Tesla. Like electric vehicles are freaking fantastic. The only problem, and I think is obviously the charging infrastructure, which it's,
yes.
I mean, this is going to be like a long-term kind of thing because obviously electric cars are the future. So when that infrastructure is built out a little bit more for cars other than Tesla, you know, that it's going to be fantastic.
For sure. And I think too, like people are like, why don't you just get a Tesla? And I'm like, look, Teslas are very nice. I love the technology. I love Teslas, but every other car is like a Tesla. Do you know how many times you're like, oh, I'll pick you up. And I go down and I go to open the car and there's like a strange man. And then like another, I'm like, this isn't the right car.
I know. It's
like,
wild.
There is nothing special about the looks of Teslas. I'm sorry, but it is a very boring look.
I mean, it is a look.
It's a look. It's like, but it's just really nothing special about it, I feel like.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I like the look of my car.
Yeah,
vroom, vroom.
It's nice, but it's not like, it's not unique. Everything on the road is like the same. It's like a black, white, or gray, or red Tesla.
You gotta pay extra for the red.
You do. And I'm just like, that's cool, but like, I don't wanna have a car that everyone else has, even though the technology and it is nice and it's great. But I don't know. I just feel like I'd lose my car in a parking lot.
Well, you'll find it because on the app, it lets you find your car or you can just like, you know, make the car drive to you.
Yeah, which is cool. I just don't know if it's my vibe. Like if they come out with a new look, I like the Model X. Like I would get the Model X.
Plaid.
But then the thing is it's like, well, they pushed the plaid because I was going to do a pre-order. And it was originally, I think like April when I was looking and then I think it's pushed. And then I was like, dude, I don't need a $140,000 car when I drive 2000 miles a year.
That's so actually very funny because I drove my car like the other day and I hadn't driven in like weeks and I actually forgot like how to drive because driving the
scary.
Tesla is a little bit different. And because I have the yoke steering wheel.
Oh, true. Yeah.
I was like, oh gosh. And then it's very fast. So it's like you touch that gas pedal. It's not gas, but like you're You go.
No, but I do love like all the safety features of Tesla, like obviously the self-driving and stuff like that. Like, it's an incredible car. I just don't know if it's for me. I just don't like the look and I don't want a car. I want a big SUV.
Yeah, no, I agree. That's why I don't want to get rid of my other car yet, because I do feel like there are times that I'm going to need that for the space, for the storage, for,
yeah,
you know, when our family comes to visit.
If there's an apocalypse.
Maybe, you know, I don't know.
What, remember when Tesla, or remember when Texas lost the power grid? Like, how would you charge your car?
I think, yeah, you're right. It's a good point.
But the same thing could happen with gasoline. It's
you know what I want?
Don't know.
I want to get.
We need an old school bicycle.
The Tesla Powerwall. That is going to be my next, I think, investment this year.
That'd be pretty cool.
Pretty cool. And yeah, I mean, it's honestly, I mean, everything can just end tomorrow. Like, who knows?
Nobody knows anything. I've been body snatched, so I don't have any concept of time. But that's just back to why I like the Rivian, because I have a Range Rover. I like the SUV. I like that it's electric. I like the look. I really want to get into more, like, hopefully, like, adventure. I don't know.
The only way that I would get rid of my SUV currently is if I were to get, because I really want a truck. Like, my ideal scenario of vehicles is, like, a Tesla and a truck.
The Ford Lightning.
Lightning, I was going to say.
Oh, my God, is so nice.
What about the Ford Lightning?
I know.
You can power your house.
I know. It's really freaking nice. So that's definitely something that I'm thinking about. But then also, like, I'm like, wait, okay. I don't know. I don't need it. I don't go anywhere. But let me tell you what.
I would like to go places, but also what you're saying, the charging infrastructure, that worries me a little bit about Rivian, because I'm like, I don't even know how to charge a Rivian.
I mean, you can get something built into, well, I guess if you're like, that's the hard part, is if you don't own, or if you're like renting, and if you're in like an apartment complex or something like that, it's like, what does that look like?
I don't know.
Are you able to install charging things into their wall?
Like, can I take my car to the Venice hub and be like, can you charge my car?
You probably could.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jenna here.
Hey, you guys got fast charger here? Like, can I come in and plug my car in? I have no idea. But
yeah, I would love to hear from you guys, though, if you have an electric car, are there any cars that you're looking forward to in the future? And if there's any you'd like to see me test out, because like also the Lyric. I think, is it coming up? Is it this year?
Or
is it,
I was just going to say, yes. GM. So I was also, we have not gotten to experience. I've had so many opportunities to test out the Hummer EV and it never aligned with my calendar. And I was always so upset because the Hummer EV, oh man, I know there's a lot of controversy around it. People are like, no, don't get the Hummer EV. But like, I just want to try it. I want to test it out and I want to see, because it's huge and it's electric and it's really cool. But yeah, the Cadillac Lyric.
Yeah, because I did that event and I was like, oh my gosh, I was so sad because we hosted the launch of it.
Yeah.
And I thought for sure they were going to have one there. They didn't, but Lewis Unboxed Therapy did an unboxing of it. But man, look how good it looks.
No, it looks really good. And like, I love Cadillac, all the technology behind it. Now, GM, I think I've always been a huge fan. I love, like, I know the Tahoe.
2023.
Imagine if they had an electric Tahoe.
Oh, that could be that. I mean, who knows?
Who knows?
I don't know, but I'm hyped about the electric feature. I think what a Jaguar. They also said something about, like, they're going to stop making gas vehicles some point.
I think a lot of companies have actually said that by the year of, I think GM also did. Mm-hmm. I'm not actually sure, but I don't know. I don't know what I want in my life. It is a very confusing time. I cannot decide on anything. Basically, I just don't know. I don't know anything.
EV only for Jaguar by 2025.
That's soon.
It actually is. The time is flying. What else have you been up to? I don't even know what I've been doing for the past couple of months. I have been making YouTube videos.
Haven't?
I haven't really. I've made a couple, but I'm just trying to figure out what I want to do. I also haven't officially set up the studio yet. So I've just kind of been like slowly getting back to that and kind of coming off of my tech retreat.
We played a lot of Halo over Christmas.
Oh my God. We played so much Halo.
Campaign. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Somebody said,
like, you could finish it in 7 hours. I'm like, well, I played for about 70 hours over.
Same.
So we were at our parents' house when their internet's not great. So we can't play online multiplayer. So we played the campaign and our rooms are across from each other. So like, I would always hear your health bar, like, it's very low. It's like beep, 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 beep. And I'm like, is that mine? Am I dying? So basically I beat the main mission. And then I went back and I was like completing everything. So I got all the Spartan cores. I didn't get all the skulls because like there's too much work.
Yeah, but then the map was like broken. Like I was
trying
to go find.
So the map was confusing.
Yeah, but sometimes I would go to find something and they're like, oh, you need to use your whatever so that you can see. I'm like, I did. It's not there. Not there.
Yeah. And then like there were some things that were like lit up and I'm like, what? I've already completed it. And I was like, this is just because I can fast track. Some of the user interface stuff was kind of messy, but I had a very fun time playing the Halo campaign.
I did too. It's been a while since we had time to do these things. And I think that's why I'm like really taking this opportunity of like coming back to making videos, is because I know as the year progresses,
that chance of having any free time is non-existent. Like,
yeah,
especially Q4. Like, I was so physically exhausted that I was not well.
No, and that's why I was looking forward to a reset. And then I was sick. I basically was sick for a month. So I'm still like not sure how to function. But I played a lot of video games. I was playing Sackboy again.
That's so fun.
The PlayStation new DualSense color controllers and the covers
are
so nice. Hold on. If you're watching a video.
You've got it. You have it here, the Cosmic Red. It's mine. I'm going to put on the black cover so that it matches all of my other consoles in my entertainment stand. But the red looks really nice. I'm definitely going to pop the pink on though when that comes out.
Well, so, okay. I have sweatpants on if you're watching the video.
Me too.
If this is audio, you guys, you don't know if you know,
but it's a nice little shirt you have on there.
Thank you. It's old. So if you're watching on YouTube, you guys can potentially see.
I've turned the PlayStation around.
PlayStation has come out with 5 different colors and 5 different color controllers as well. So they came out with the Midnight Black and the Cosmic Red a couple months ago, right?
Yeah. Was it a couple months ago?
I have no idea. Summer?
I don't know.
October?
I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know. Hmm. But now they've come out with the 2 covers and the Cosmic Red and the Black.
Oh, the controllers. Yes. I thought you were talking about.
No, these just came out. The controllers you had for a little bit.
Like, yeah. I think like because Bryn opened them.
She
might have been like around October or something.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't remember.
Anyway, I did a video and I said upgrading my PlayStation and someone's like, that is not an upgrade. I was like, well, it looks upgraded to me.
You know, the thing about Twitter is everybody's got a voice, but that doesn't mean you should use it.
They were like, upgrading your PC would be like putting in more RAM, or upgrading your PlayStation would be like putting in more RAM or a new solid state drive, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, it's a console? How about you shut up?
Let me mansplain something to you. Just because I have a mouth doesn't mean I need to use it. God, I've had to honestly, like,
let me tell you what.
Twitter, I just gotta, like, I just have to put my phone down sometimes because I'm like, honestly, it's like, just because you have a keyboard doesn't mean you have to type on it.
Type, type, type. One of the side effects, so I wasn't sure if it was COVID or just me getting older and more annoyed, was like I'm this internal rage which is becoming external rage.
Oh,
and
no.
I'm like, I just feel like I'm like, oh my God. So I don't know. I but then I looked and it was like depression, anxiety, mood swings, and I'm like,
oh,
just, I mean, let me be.
I also feel like I've also been kind of like staying inside, and like my whole thing over the past couple of years is like I love jujitsu. Like I it's my favorite thing, and like,
yeah,
not being able to do that, like, it gave me purpose. It gave me reason to work out so that I can be better at this. And like, since I haven't been able to do that, like, I went not too long ago, and it was like, I was so happy. I was like, oh my God, it's so good to be back. And like, I only trained with one person because I was like, I'm scared, and like COVID running rampant.
I was like, don't you dare go there and then expect to hang out with me with your COVID body.
I know. And so it's just like, I mean, oh God. Yeah. I even told Jen, I was like, I just feel like I don't even have a reason to do anything. And it's just like, that hits you so quickly. And it's like, even though everything, you see people posting stuff online, you're like, oh my God, you have a smile. You must be happy. I'm like, I feel terrible. I'm so sad inside.
Well, and that's like the thing too. Like, I literally have been inside for almost 20 days.
Yeah.
Just inside. And I was looking at all the pictures from when we like used to travel and like all the camera camp and like all this stuff. And I was like, oh my God, like this is what I love. Like, I love doing travel videos. I love exploring. And I'm like, but now I'm in this weird thing where I don't want to leave my house, but my house is also making me very depressed and miserable. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to leave because I don't have like the energy. It's a really weird thing. I don't think mentally I'm okay.
I mean, no. Yeah, I don't think you are either.
I don't think so.
There's this this doctor on TikTok who does brain scans. And he talks about, he mostly focuses on ADHD. And it's been really interesting seeing how, seeing like some of his patients, it's like, I'm never one, like if I don't have to take a medication, like I'm not going to take it, but seeing the actual visual, like change that happens for people in their brains after like taking a specific medication. So it's like, I feel like there sometimes is this stigma of like, okay, if you're not okay and you need to go get help, and if it is something like this medication can make your life better, like there should not be some sort of like, it shouldn't be frowned upon,
yeah,
you know? And it's like, I feel like now people are talking about mental health more and making it seem like this is normal. Like, you can have a normal life just by like making small changes. Maybe medication is the answer. Maybe it's not, you know?
I don't know. I mean, there's no way that anyone can come out of the last 2 years and be like, yeah, this was cool. This was fun. Yeah. I feel mentally stable and prepared for, you know, and excited. Like, no.
And I think, you know, and I'm not going to take for granted the fact that I've still been able to work and do projects and things like that. But it's like, even though I'm still doing those things, it's like, you can't, everybody has their own freaking struggle, you know?
It's true. This is very true. And that, yeah, it's very true. And I'm very thankful that I have been working and that I'm still alive. Actually. It's like, that's...
I mean, I was concerned. Like, Jenna was not well. Like, she had me proofread her Twitter announcement saying she got it. And I was like, it sounds like you were fine. I was like, dude, you were not fine.
So
I was like, Jenna, it seems like you got COVID. You're like, okay, cool. I'm like, no, you were not well.
There was like at least 4 to 5 days when I was just like, I just couldn't do anything. And I was coughing so hard that I was literally suffocating and like almost drowning in mucus where I couldn't, like, I actually couldn't breathe. And I'm like, ooh. And I'm like, well, I don't think I'm going to go to the doctors or the hospital. Cause like it's busy and it's crowded and I wouldn't want to like take away from someone who was way worse than me. But at the same time, I like almost was passing out because I was struggling to breathe. And you know, what's crazy too, is I was using my Apple Watch to make sure that like my blood oxygen levels were high because I've also then was like, oh my God, like I could have like a blood clot in my lungs or like, I don't know, anything was just going through my brain.
Cause that's happened before too with people getting,
get like blood clots. And I was like, well, I mean, I don't know what's happening. So I was like, I'm going to do everything that I have to do to not go to the doctor and not go to the hospital because like it's busy and it's just, it's so overwhelming. Anyway, so yeah, there was one time I tried to go for like a small walk and this was like, even after I wasn't positive anymore. And I was like, all right, I just need to like go get some fresh air and like just go for like a walk, take the dog outside. And I had to like sit down every like 1 mile because I was just coughing so much. And I felt dirty. People are like looking at me and I'm like, oh God. And like, I was like wearing an N95 and like just also gasping for air and like also being like, no, I don't have COVID. Like I had COVID. I'm just coughing because I can't breathe. And I have the residual effects of COVID. I'm like, oh God, this is horrible. Back inside I go. But anyway.
Well, then one of our friends who, this was early before the vaccines were even out. I mean, he was saying like every night he would be afraid to go to sleep because he was afraid that he was going to die in his sleep because he could not physically breathe.
Yeah.
And like, he's like, there were points where I was actually turning purple because he could not breathe.
I was looking back at like some pictures and videos and I was so pale and like kind of looked like blue. I was like, oh my God, is that what I look like?
Oh my.
And like, I could see like the one day I looked in the mirror, I was like, okay, like my color's kind of coming back a little bit. And like, I actually looked at myself for the first time. And like the first time I looked at myself, I was like, I look bad. And then I waited like 5 days, was like, oh, okay, some color's coming back. But it was just, it's very, very scary. And I'm still suffering with like, I'm literally gasping for air, like trying to talk. And if I talk for too long or I shoot a video, I'll like lose my voice. And it's a lot. It's not been a great time. And even today you're like, what are you doing? You want to do a podcast? And I was like, I can't physically get out of bed today. Like yet. So I had to like chug a yerba and I also have to film something after this. So I have my deadlines tomorrow.
I feel like you also, I mean, it might be interesting for you to like kind of look into like different types of foods or like, I mean, because I know you have such a weird diet.
Like if there's strange,
if there's types of foods that you could start eating, because it's like, I think diet and that kind of stuff plays a huge factor. Like over the past couple of weeks, I've not been eating healthy. And like the crazy thing is I can see those effects on my Oura Ring. Like I'm seeing it. Like I was like, okay, I ate like crap this week. Like absolutely the worst that I think I've ever eaten in a very long time. And it was like, my heart rate was up, like my temperature, like everything. It's like, I can see that. And I'm like, okay, I tracked it to the day that I decided that I'm going to have a bag of chips for dinner.
Mm.
Oh, smart. And then the next day I was like, oh, I'm watching Spider-Man. I think I'd like some ice cream.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely it. But I was making my juices and trying to get healthier. But then I was also like just sitting in the house so bored. I'm like, oh, maybe I will just eat these snacks, even though I can't taste them.
That's crazy. So they are not a sponsor of the podcast, but I would like to bait them.
Bait?
Like real. Like
reel them in.
Athletic Greens.
Yes, they've been lovely.
I have been seeing that they're sponsoring podcasts recently. And I have authentically myself been drinking it for like
this
the past.
This is true.
And I love it. And so I had done... I've been drinking for like maybe almost two months now.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like it's, I'm now working it into like my morning routine.
So yes. It says to drink before breakfast.
Yeah, I do. I drink that before I even have coffee. I haven't even been drinking coffee as much.
I have been.
It's like I have my greens. So Athletic Greens. Hi.
Yes, they're good.
Shall I sneak into their DMs?
Why not?
I don't know. Be like,
you've snuck into worse. Justine was kind enough to, in the care package, bring me over some of the greens, and I have also been drinking them. And I've been trying to like make juice, but like it's making juice every day, or not every day, but it's just like expensive and exhausting. And we have learned here that my energy is low. Yeah. So yes, you have been giving me some of the packets, and I have been drinking them, and it's been great.
Yeah, it's good because even when we traveled back home for the holidays, I brought my little packets with me. They're just like these little packets of greens, and they have a bunch of essential vitamins and all mm-hmm. kinds of delicious things. And it's actually, they don't hurt my stomach. A lot of these types of greens and things, like I've tried so many different ones because we both have kind of.
They don't hurt my stomach.
And this is a freaking
which
miracle.
Is the true test. So when I was sick, I had actually, it was really, everyone was very nice. It felt like my birthday, but like I was like the opposite of being born. Like I was dying and people just kept dropping off gifts and blankets and presents and plants. And I'm like, oh, this is so, this is great. But also like not great. But anyway, everyone kept bringing me the little immunity shots.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, it's fine. I was like, it's fine. I know that ginger hurts my stomach. Like, mm-hmm. I 100% know. But I was like, it's fine. Like, me remembering that just because I can't taste it doesn't mean that I can't feel it. So I'm like pounding these immunity shots. And then, like, clockwork, I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like hunched over. So not only am I sick, I'm now like physically ill. I'm like, oh, my God, my stomach. And that's why I make my own juice a lot, because there's certain things like in the pre-made ones. Like I can't have celery, can't have cucumbers, I can't have ginger. That's why I make my own.
Yeah.
But long story short, the Athletic Greens also do not hurt my stomach, which is like a miracle.
I know. It's actually quite shocking, because even like a lot of like those different like protein like various shakes and stuff like that. I'm like, I can't do it because it hurts my stomach. So
whey protein can't do it.
Not sponsored yet, but willing.
We have a podcast.
We've not had a sponsor here yet. That is honestly by choice though. We've had offers, but we don't have to get into it.
You know what we never talked about?
We're just picky.
You know what we never talked about?
What? Oh God, I'm scared.
You know what I was thinking about the other day?
Oh, I'm scared.
So many things that I've never said on the internet. And I was like, man, we just need to do like a tell-all. Like enough time has passed. Like this happened.
What happened?
So many things.
Like what?
Pick a year. Pick a date.
I don't want to.
Pick a year right now. Pick any time from 2015. I don't think I can remember. No, pick a year. Go.
I don't want to.
Come on.
Why?
I don't know.
You're not going to remember. You have COVID brain.
I know. I got to tell the stories while I can remember. No, but the one thing that I remembered was.
I'm shutting my mouth over here.
That time when. So, my. When that time when
I'm scared
to tell all. So my first thing that I went back
to. Are you gonna tell?
Yes.
Or are you just gonna keep talking about it?
I've got like 15 different stories.
Did you make a list?
No, I should because I'd forget. Anyway, the one that I was talking about was when I was going through all my videos because I was gonna celebrate my 12 years on YouTube.
Yeah.
So I was going back through all my stuff and like looking at all the weird things we've done. We've done weird things.
Weird.
And I saw that that Blue Smart luggage that I had privated, and I thought to myself, you know what? I just remembered that they owe me $18,000.
Blue Smart.
And I got mad.
Rug pull.
And at the time, you know, 5 years ago, I was like, no, I don't want to cause trauma. I don't want to call them out. Now I'm like, what's up? You owe me $18,000.
And then I was like, oh my God, I can't believe they did that to you, Jenna. And
yeah,
Jenna,
goes, dude, they didn't pay you either.
And then I look back at my email. I was like, oh my God, they scammed me to rug pull. But,
yeah.
But they went bankrupt. So technically they didn't have any money to pay us. So
you find it.
You find it.
But anyway, there was like things like that that like at the time, I don't know what happened. Anyway, there's things like that. And I was like, at the time I didn't say anything. And now I'm like, what's up?
Drag them.
No filter drag. Like that time.
No filter drag.
Remember that time?
Oh God, I'm scared.
A certain someone made an accident with my bank account and took $700,000.
That I didn't have.
Red. $700,000. That'll be a different story. You can hear the full story soon. But these are, like, I was just thinking, I was like, dude, I got so many juicy stories that I can now tell. I mean, maybe.
I mean, you could, What? Yeah, I mean,
enough time has passed.
Enough time has passed.
What's that word?
Threshold?
No,
I'm not sure. Enough time has passed.
What's the word? What's the legal word? Like, you can't go to jail if not gonna go to jail.
Indemnify?
No, there's a word.
Statute
of limitations? Three words. look, guys, I'm telling you, my brain is now wired differently.
Oh, indemnify means compensate someone for harm or loss. We should have been indemnified.
It's not too late.
Bankrupt.
We found the CEO on Twitter.
We found the CEO. I don't know what he's doing now anyway.
He's starting a new company.
Honestly, though, I mean, anyway. It does suck, though, because it's like that stuff does happen. And sometimes it is completely out of your control. So, I mean, who knows what the circumstances were. I mean, it sucks. The fact that we rendered the services.
Rendered it.
And
posted
then they were not.
Gave you the analytics.
Yep. So that sucks. But I mean, stuff happens. Accidents do happen.
Speaking of accidents, that was another thing we never talked about that was on the list.
Yeah, we did. We got a
car accident. Anyway.
Oh my God, there's so many juicy things.
It's the Jenna tell-all.
Wow.
I have to tell them before I forget. My brain is not.
Do you remember? So Jenna.
Uh-oh.
This is getting good. Jenna has boycotted me several times.
I've boycotted her so many times.
Several.
Which decade?
Oh my God, what year would it have been? I guess, like, my pandemic was... we were in, like, two pandemic. I was in double pandemic.
Yeah.
You
might have been a hostage.
I may have been.
It will be in the tell-all. Maybe I'll just write a book. Could you imagine?
All I know is...
I'm too lazy to
TikTok has triggered. No, TikTok has helped me through so much. It has made me feel normal. Like, yeah. I've always thought that I had ADHD. I've never been medically diagnosed. I feel like I definitely need to be. But like seeing these random TikToks that pop up of things that I do, and I don't even know that is something, like leaving all of the cabinets open. Drawers?
I mean, yeah, it's dangerous.
Well, I know, but like that is also like something that is very prominent with like ADHD people. There's so many things.
Dude, there's so many times I'll walk by and like I'm always wearing my baggy pants, the pocket will get stuck and then the drawer will even fling open and then I have a bruise. I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's like so many of these small things and I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. And then the paralysis that sometimes happens where I physically cannot make myself do something. Like people are like, you have to pay this bill. And I'm like, there's something in me that is like, I can't do it. Like there's like sending emails, making phone calls. Like there's so many things. And it's so weird. Cause it's just like, I just thought everyone was like
that. So the phone call thing, I would do anything to not have to physically talk to someone on the phone. Like there's been times we're like hanging out we're like our sister's house. And I'm like, Brie, I will pay you $20 to call and place this food order. So I don't have to do it. Like, please do not make me talk to another human being on the phone.
And there's another part where it's like being able to hyper focus, but yet on other things, like I can't do, I cannot focus at all. So it's like, for me, like that's like editing or like when I get fixated on like a specific
Rubik's cube.
Yeah, oh yeah. Like, do you want to talk to me? No. For like a month, all I did was try to solve a Rubik's cube. Like that was what I was doing.
Yeah, no, it's true. No, I think TikTok has been incredible for a lot of people. Like so many people have found their niche and like formed communities and like, they just feel like I have learned probably more from TikTok than I did from some school.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I learned a lot about narcissistic behavior.
Well, yeah.
The narcissistic personality disorder. All my life, because I post things online, everyone would throw that word narcissist around.
Oh.
And never did I realize until unfortunately had to find out the hard way.
Sorry.
That it is an actual disorder. It is a personality disorder.
Yeah.
And it's not just, oh, you post pictures of yourself on Instagram.
Yeah. I post pictures of myself and I absolutely hate myself.
Yeah, but that's not even, it's not hate yourself.
It's a new problem.
No, it's.
No, but what I'm saying is.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is like,
yeah,
a lot of times these people also hate themselves too.
That's true.
So not the same thing. You're not in the same category.
No.
Just the fact that this is a medical personality disorder with very specific traits, very, very specific types of people and the things that these people due to others is so damaging, so traumatic, and the healing that these people have to do from that, unfortunately, I know very well.
Yeah.
It's tough. And like the community on TikTok there has been so helpful about like learning about these things, learning how other survivors have dealt with this, and it's pretty fascinating. But I'm so grateful for TikTok.
Well, like, that was even the thing about the show we talked about, I think maybe like the last podcast, but we were watching Maid, like the emotional abuse and like the manipulation and how like she was having trouble. They were like, oh, emotional abuse isn't like physical abuse, like you're fine or something like that. And it's like, still pretty damaging, but yeah, it's TikTok is, I mean, I love TikTok. I have spent, I mean, oh gosh, over the holidays, wasn't even out of bed yet. And I spent 3 hours on TikTok.
Did you watch, oh my God, I'm blanking on was it The Psychiatrist Next Door on Apple TV? Did you watch that?
Yeah.
I know, so sad. And it's like, you watch these things and unless you have been in that position, you're like, how can anyone ever let somebody do that to you? The strongest people that I've ever met, that I've ever known, it happens so easily. And it's like, the thing is like, you don't realize that it's happening.
Yeah. That show made me feel icky.
It hurt
my heart.
It was very triggering.
Yeah.
For sure. Because it's like, I know how easily like that can happen to someone, and it's scary. And it's like, if you are in that position, like you're not alone, there is help. And know that like that instinct that you have is real. So just like, you know, kind of hopefully rely on close friends, loved ones. If you need to get actual professional help, like it's out there.
Yeah. Or if you, I feel like, I don't know. I don't know where I'm going to go with that. So I'm not going to say anything.
I mean, professional help is also, I mean, I talked to someone and she was so incredible. And it was actually, Jenna's like, you need help. Need help.
I was like, hey man, like I'll look, like I'll send you some suggestions. Like if you're interested.
And
here's,
you know,
some links. This was me slowly pushing nothing because it was digital. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's, you know, help is out there.
It is. It's great. And it can definitely make a huge difference. So I definitely encourage anybody, if you're suffering from anything at all, like there is help. And it's also difficult finding people that have availability now. Cause I was helping a friend look for, you know, a therapist, and we kept making all these calls and I was like, my God, they're like booked out for so long. So it's like, now you just have to like get on the wait list for things. And thankfully I've also got, a bunch of, I don't know if this is not sponsored, nothing, no affiliation, but there's a lot of like digital help too.
Yeah.
Even like a lot of doctor's offices too have like virtual, consultations.
It's true.
Like that
was one of my options. And I was like, well, let me.
Or Jenna,
like,
she had to go.
I waited until it was enough time passed and I've taken tests. And I was like, look, has it been 14 days since you've had whatever? And I said, yes. I was like, but I've tested negative. It's been so long. Like, they're like, do you have symptoms? It's hard because it's like, do you have these symptoms? And I'm like, well, I do, because like this cough is not going away. And like my breathing and shortness of breath are all symptoms of COVID. I'm like, it was just so weird. I was like, I don't have it anymore. I'm like, please just let me see a doctor. I'm like, do I have pneumonia? It's like, something is wrong, but I don't know. My lung x-ray, they said it was fine.
That's good.
It was also this guy's first time doing a lung x-ray.
Oh, well, you know.
So I was like, all right, let's fine.
First time, you know, what do you guys? It's always got to be someone's first time doing something.
It's true. And I was like, you know what? You're doing a great job. And he took my blood work and he was very nice. Very, very nice. I really did a great job with the blood. I was like,
that's good.
I was like, you just have to like, I was like, look, my skin is so thin. I was like, you just like barely just go like that. He's like, okay.
Thin skin.
He's like, oh, wow. You look like a little snake skin. I was like, thanks.
Snake skin?
I mean, the kind of, you know, when like a snake like sheds, like how thin it is. Like, look, I feel that. Like, dude, I know. Look at this. It's like,
yeah, thin.
Thin. So skinny skin.
I need to go see the sun.
I went to the doctor a couple months ago too. And I got a primary care physician.
Oh, that's nice.
That was about it.
Yeah, cool. Great story. Love to hear it for Jenna. Let's hear it.
Yay.
I went to the doctor. Love it.
You know, ever since they raised my health insurance monthly, I was like, I'm going to get a doctor.
We were just talking before this that how great, I'm switching topics here, how great the MacBook Pro is.
Oh my goodness. Max.
I was, what was I doing? Even though I took the MacBook, even though it was like a tech retreat, just knowing, like I still had to do a couple things and knowing that I had everything on this laptop because it's an 8 terabyte, 8 terabyte hard drive, solid state, up to eight. This freaking thing, like I had all my stuff on it. I didn't have to have an external drive. Everything was on it. And I was just like,
cool. Living.
It's,
I mean, I still wish I would have gotten the 14 inch.
Yeah.
But it's okay. It's so nice. I know everyone, this person was like harassing me. Like, you promised us a MacBook review. And I'm like, dude, I know I have, but like for the past month I've been surviving, and the month before that I was just busy, and the month before that I was using the computer. So like, sorry, but I have been enjoying it. I was giving like small updates about the MacBook, yeah. But I mean, it's great. It's been really great. And I guess I haven't really been like editing. Most things I've been editing were like TikTok, TikToks or like sponsored like reels or like,
you know,
YouTube videos that weren't that crazy. But the battery life.
Dude. Oh my God. I will work kind of like in the living room. Mm-hmm. And I kind of just like sit in my little chair. I do my morning Discord hopping. I do like my morning, whatever, have my coffee, and then I'll either work out or, you know, get to it, then go to the office. And it's so great. Cause it's just like, I have my little computer now. And before I would have everything spread out between like my Mac Pro. Mm-hmm. And so now it's like, no, I take my MacBook, take it home. And then when I go to the office, I plug it into the Pro Display XDRs. It's like all my stuff is there. And I have it docked to one of the OWC Thunderbolt
docks. Nice.
So it's like I have my server, like everything's all hooked up to that. So I basically dock my MacBook and we are ready to go. I love it so
much. That is nice.
It's quite nice.
Yeah.
Think about it.
I've just been using it. I've been enjoying it. I will say though, I just still feel like the normal USB type A, I just feel like I always need to plug it in.
Oh.
And it's like, it's only USB-C.
When I was on my little tech retreat, you know what I needed?
USB type A.
Yeah. And I didn't have a dongle. Cause like I hadn't.
Isn't it annoying?
I needed it for so long. And I was like, I'm in the middle of nowhere in Mexico. I don't know where I can even find a dongle.
Like, I just feel like it's still needed. Not everything is USB-C. Yeah.
Have you used SD cards a lot yet? Because I haven't. Because, oh, that's right. I don't use SD cards anymore.
I do. I went back to using it because I'm like, well, this is easier. So I just use the regular SD cards. But it's like those CF Express cards are like $400 for one card.
So expensive, but they're so fast.
They're so fast. But it's like, then you have to have the dongle.
No, the dongle. Well, I had that, but I didn't have a freaking dongle. No, you don't need a dongle. Use the USB.
Well, you know what I mean. You need the CF Express reader.
Yeah.
Which is still an accessory. It's just...
That's in my to-go bag.
So, okay, what would be your perfect ports on the MacBook Pro? Go.
I mean, I'm fine how it is, really. But if I did have one USB-A that was like, you know, that would be nice.
Wouldn't it? And it's not like it's for size restraints. Like, that's a beefy, beefy, chunky MacBook.
No, would it fit? It might...
Chunky.
Chunky, thick chunky boy. Thick. I don't know if it would actually fit. It might not. I don't know.
Just feel like it could fit.
It would be nice. I mean, I need to actually now, I don't know where, I couldn't find any of my dongles either.
Me either. I can't find anything. I, like, from whenever these rats caused, you know, havoc. And
somebody stole your iPhone.
Someone did steal. That's another tell-all.
Yeah.
My iPhone. The movers. Did. No, hold on.
We don't know who it was.
Now, we do not want to blame, because here's the problem. There were so many people.
Yeah.
In and out of that place. There was, I mean, insurance people. There were movers. There were construction. There were painters. There were more, I don't even know, probably people off the street at this point, because I wasn't even there. There was so many people in and out of this place, and I kept getting these alerts, which I thought were scam. It's like, your iPhone XS, no, I don't know, iPhone, well, some iPhone has been found. And I was like, this is weird. Like, this is a scam. But then I got the real email, like a little bit later, of like trying to be activated.
Mm.
And I was like, maybe this isn't a scam.
Maybe not.
So I then was like, this is weird, because it was an older phone, which I purchased. I kept it because, you know, whatever. It was my phone.
What the real someone said something about, oh, you sure have a lot of iPhones.
There was a weird thing where someone was like, oh, you have a lot of phones. Like, can I buy one off of you? And I was just like, no, I'm just like, broke. I need them for work. So that was like a weird thing, but like, I don't know. It could have been
anyone.
Could have been anyone. Cause there were seriously so many people in and out, and I had no control over anything, because I wasn't even allowed there because of like all of like the,
it was just not safe.
It wasn't safe. So
you got thefted.
Somebody stole one of my old iPhones, and I used the iCloud thing to reset it. I wonder if it got reset.
How much longer are we going to be speaking?
Please, not much longer.
Because I have to pee really bad. I drank a lot of this liquid.
Yeah, we're gonna have to end it soon, because this is...
I have to pee very bad.
And I have to go eat dinner, and then I have to shoot actually a sponsored reel.
Shoot. I was going to try to start eating my last meal before 6 o'clock. And
I'm really upset. I don't want to eat late and it's late. So
it's late. I have got to eat dinner as well.
This was very good for my lung capacity. And now we have to stop.
You should do some breathing exercises.
It's called literally staying alive by breathing.
Staying alive.
Oh, I had to do, I got a massage the other day.
Yeah.
And she's like, take a deep breath. And I almost passed. I was like, you still wear a mask during the massage and I'm negative and all of that. So I'm not like running around with COVID. Like I do not have COVID anymore. So just putting that out there.
She put it out there.
Maddie, you're a good boy.
He's so beautiful. Hi, Maddie, you're handsome.
All right, guys.
Oh my God. I love this dog. I love him so much. Okay. We got to go.
Also, we have an announcement. A new podcast. I am also, no, we'll talk about it another time. I'll tell you later.
Cancel.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to the Same Brain podcast. If you are, you know, interested, we also have video, youtube.com/Same Brain. And yeah, we will try to make this a more consistent thing.
We forgot about reading reviews and listening to our anchor.fm/Same Brain voicemail messages. But
this will give us a fresh start. Yeah. So if you guys are interested, you can leave us voice messages on Anchor and as well as reviews through Apple Reviews, podcasts. Yeah.
I wanted to start a season 2 so I can change up the thumbnails.
Change it up, switch it up.
I got to make it easier because it hinders my performance. I'm like, this is taking way too long to make these. I'll see you guys. She'll see you sometime later. Bye.
Oh no, it's not recording.
Are you serious?
No!
I almost threw up. My heart rate has spiked.